This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The number of people killed in those wildfires on Maui Island keeps on rising. Officials saying it could end up being Hawaii's deadliest disaster in 62 years. As of now, 53 people are confirmed dead, many, many more missing. Governor Josh Green.
We are seeing loss of life here. As you know, the number has been rising, and we will continue to see loss of life.
As for the famed Maui tourist city that is ground zero of all the destruction.
Lahaina Town is hallowed sacred ground right now because our iwi are in that ground. We have to get them out. We will get them out as fast as we can. But I need your patience while we do this.
Police Chief John Pelletier. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti has been talking to survivors, some with nothing left.
The wind was so intense.
76-year-old William Bugle says he was burned on his arm when the roof blew off his house and he was hit by red-hot shingles.
You saw this fire grow
out of control
because of the wind.
It went from like nothing to like I felt this heat, this tremendous heat.
A speck of encouragement tonight in one of the two huge entertainment industry strikes as the Writers Guild of America tells members there will be talks with producers on Friday. No talks, though, for striking actors, but actress Jolie Fisher says...
I'm all for being optimistic. I would love for people to be working right now.
A popular current musical form was born in the Bronx in New York City just about a half a century ago.
There's a ton of debate about the song that started it all. Many think it was Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang. It was the first hip-hop single to be played on the radio and become a mainstream hit. But the song actually didn't debut till 1979. Nope, the birth of hip-hop was thanks to DJ Kool Herc.
I said, I'm going to try something new tonight.
He had a back-to-school jam party in the Bronx 50 years ago today on August 11th, 1973, marking the official beginning of hip-hop. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
On the Health Watch, too many kids carrying too much weight with growing disparity linked to family income. Reporter Alexander Tin.
Around 14% of kids from rich families were obese through 2020, down from 17% back in data through 2008. Trends are going in the opposite direction among other American kids. 25% of kids from middle-income families were obese through 2020, up from 21% through 2008.
The state Supreme Court says former NFL quarterback Brett Favre remains a defendant in a civil lawsuit seeking to recover misspent welfare money in Mississippi. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Thursday, happy hour. Dom, you feeling happy?
I'm happy, man. Happy Friday Eve to you. This week is flying by.
Dom, just saw a newly reported story. Our friends at WIS Politics, you know, the big gerrymandering lawsuit that was filed immediately after Janet Protasiewicz joined the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Well, the Republicans, they've hired counsel, Dom, at our expense, of course. Private counsel, not state legislative counsel, not counsel from the Department of Justice, but their own counsel, Dom, at our expense. Yeah, I wonder if Troupas is on that list, or perhaps Troupas is conflicted because he has his own freaking criminal defense attorney, Dom. Anyways, just want to point out, LeMahieu and Boss Foss will control the purse strings. All the expenditures on these private counsels at your and I expense, Dom. Glad they're such prudent managers of money. Like,
you know, the last
see
time
what they did with Foxconn?
Robin Voss hired an attorney, it was what? Gableman. Right?
I think he described him later as an embarrassment to the state of Wisconsin.
But he still paid. We're still paying. I mean, we still, as a state, going to court on these issues. I mean, it's easy, Voss, when it's other people's money, but that's really not fiscally responsible.
Isn't it easy, though? I mean,
it sure is.
Sue everyone, man. Try all the drugs. You know, speaking of our buddy Rojo, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. Well, what about Rojo? You asked me to ask you about Senator Ron Johnson from the great state of Wisconsin, former friend of the Devil's Advocates. What's he doing today?
Well, he's on a inferior righty-whitey talk radio program, national.
Of course. I mean, that's what he does. He spends more time on the radio with, you know, right wingers than he does actually, you know, doing any governing.
Well, he was on with the Clay and the Buck. They're sort of the midday, the new Rush Limbaugh pair.
Oh, yes, yes. By the way, you miss Rush yet?
Nope.
No.
How about you?
How about Tucker? You miss him? Tucker's been off the air for a while. What about Tucker? You miss Tucker?
No.
Okay.
No, just Jesse checking. Waters gives me someone to hate each and every night.
Yeah.
So who were we talking about again, though?
Ron Johnson on Clay and Buck.
Oh, yeah. How could I possibly forget the esteemed senator, the senior senator from the great state of Wisconsin? And, you know, he pointed out to the American people today in this interview format, Dom, who the real problem is. Why, it's Fauci, of course. Because, you know, he's all down. I mean, he went through this whole litany of ways that vaccines have hurt people and done everything from Legionnaire's disease to, God, what'd he say? I forget, but he went through a whole litany of things, mitochondrial things, and anyways.
Yeah, Ron. I want my science, you know, interpreted and given to me from Senator Ron Johnson.
And not Anthony Fauci. You know, what's his face? The guy from Kentucky. The other bad one from Kentucky. Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Rand Paul apparently wants charges brought against Anthony Fauci for lying to Congress, for funding, I forget what it's called, but effectively where they try to make a virus worse to see what the potential outcomes could be in a controlled lab environment. Now, Fauci said the U.S. doesn't fund that. Rand Paul says, yes, we do. And in fact, today went after the U.S. attorney and asked him to go after Fauci and bring charges. And Ron Johnson seconds that emotion, Dom.
Of course he does. Ron Johnson is all down for the cray-cray. If you can come up and hear about the most outrageous conspiracy and whatever, that's Ron Johnson. He'll buy it.
Well, guess
what?
He's
selling it. He's buying it. Did he talk about hydroxychloroquine or what? I mean, what?
Well,
the
some
other
of the early remedies we could have saved hundreds of thousands of American lives, Dom. If only they'd have let us get the truth out there. Early care with the hydroxychloroquine and the, what was the horse paste again?
Ivermectin.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That would have.
Do you think it would have helped?
Saved hundreds of thousands of lives, Dom.
Yeah,
that's
Donald
why
Trump got the vaccine, right? Donald Trump takes credit, right, for pushing the vaccine.
Warp speed.
As quickly, as quickly as they did. Donald Trump took the vaccine, not publicly. He could have. He didn't, because of course he thrives on chaos. He knew what COVID was all about. He knew it was bad. I mean, he shared it with Bob Woodward. He just didn't share it with the American people. But yeah, go ahead. Keep listening to Ron Johnson.
You know what? Ron will be doing a pre-debate event, apparently, with Clay at the Pabst Theater the night before the presidential debate on August 23rd in Milwaukee. Now, you and I, Dom, I understand, will be across from the Deer District. We'll be across from the Pfizer Forum, you and I doing our live broadcast. We'll have to see how we're going to involve our pal, Maggie Dawn, and colleagues such as Todd Alba. I know he's invited some people from the Lincoln Project. It's kind of going to be a big deal, Dom, this presidential debate.
It's too late, to get the big floating baby Trump thing, right?
But might maybe be. We can get it for. Well, that might be the only Trump appearance in town. But I haven't given up hope.
Work something out for the convention. I mean, that should be hanging out definitely over the city of Milwaukee.
Well, they did Trump's ask. Clay and Busk did ask Rojo the Clown, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, whether or not he thought that Trump should come here and be part of the debate field. And Ron gave one of his typical, well, you know, I haven't really looked at that, didn't answer that one. But here was his advice for the Republican Party yesterday. We try to poll our audience. You know, how do you get the kids involved, Dom?
How do Republicans make inroads with the young voters?
How do you expand the tent? Well, here's what you don't do. Those dumb ads, says Ron Johnson. I'm thinking those racist dumb ads saved your bacon against Mandela Barnes. You only won the state by like 28,000 votes, over 3 million cast. Those dumb ads saved your bacon, Ron. Of course, he does right-wing talk radio with some frequency.
Some frequency is a very, very nice way to put it.
But Ron's advice to the Republican Party, spend your money putting people in the field. That's what the Democrats do. Emphasis on the rats.
Democrats.
You know how they say it, Dom.
Democrat.
But apparently, if you just go out and knock on doors and tell them, you know, we got great policies. What are they? Anti-abortion, anti-legalization of marijuana, anti-healthcare, pro-petroleum. You know, this climate change thing.
Pro-gun. Get your guns.
Oh, yeah. We got a gun for every pot, Dom. 40 acres and a gun. 844-967-2789. You know, I don't miss Ryan on the airwaves. You didn't miss much, folks. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, well, good news today. Got the chest tube out today, so I'm pretty happy right now.
All right, good job.
With the Wisconsin Election Commission, it points out the weakness and the fragility and of that institution because it's not nonpartisan like it used to be. I mean, here you have probably a Republican of integrity, and because she's not going along with the big lie that they're drubbing on her. I mean, that it should actually be, because party isn't actually mentioned in our original constitution or, in our state constitution, yet, that we run into this kind of thing. I mean, this should go back to, to an independent commission where it's retired judges, and then you wouldn't have this foo-frog going on right now where it's party loyalty over everything else. And when you have
Mark, they're eating their own. They're splitting this party because of it, right? And you have some who were like, you look at the evidence in front of them who are actually involved in the election process. You know what I mean? People with, historical, with knowledge, institutional knowledge of how these things work, and they happen to be Republicans. That's okay. Doesn't mean they're automatically fraudsters and liars, but apparently the fraudsters and liars in the Republican Party have an issue with the other Republicans who don't go along with the fraudsters and the lying. That's the split. They're eating their own. The Republican Party is in disarray, and they deserve every bit of it. I would hope Marge and some of these other Republicans, she said, I vote Republican. I've always voted Republican, but you're kicked out of your own party. Like I said earlier, you didn't leave the Green Lake County GOP. The Green Lake County GOP kicked you out. They left you. So who are you voting for now, Marge? What are you doing now? I mean, I get what you're saying. And the reporting, she's into tears. And it bothers me, man. Older lady just, doing this thing, working for her community, involved, everything you want someone to be, brought to tears because her former party, her former friends, family, extended family, in the party, not necessarily personal family, treating her like this, ostracizing her, hell, taking calls and as she interpreted the message to be threatening. Marge, 7-year-old Marge, voted Republican her whole life. That's not good enough for the mega fascists. You see what I'm saying? You see what's happening here, Marge? So come on over. Hang out with us for a while. You don't got to – you're not going to vote for Bernie. Okay. But just don't vote for them. Don't do that.
Should she abstain from voting?
Do you believe them?
She's still part of the cult, Tom. She's still going to vote that way, according to Marge. She's still voting Republican. She's been doing it all her life.
We're giving her permission not to do so. It's okay, Marge. Call us.
Would she have to get rid of the keep off my grass sign? You damn kids.
she can keep it.
Derek Van Orden's got one? In the district, grass. Back at the house, stay wherever that grass. Is. Damn kids. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Maggie Dodd joining us soon, right, Dom?
Yes, 844-967-2789. Let's get to the ProPublica piece. Did you know Clarence Thomas? He goes on a lot of trips. We'll be right back. 844-96-PARTY.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms developing in the overnight. Mostly cloudy, 61 degrees, light southeast winds. Showers and storms around on Friday, and some of that activity could be severe. Partly sunny skies, the high reaching 82. Some of the rain also could be locally heavy. It's 69 at our studios.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Hey, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone line open 844-967-2789. Maggie Dawn of Maggie Dawn Show going to join me in studio before her show at 6. We're going to hang out with Maggie and talk a lot of trash. Hope you stick around for it. 5:30.
Dominic, I've got the world walking by my window. We got an Alice Cooper concert here in Madison on State Street, Overture Center. What better venue than the beautiful Overture Center for Alice Cooper? And then we got the night market, man. The world walking by the window here. You know, I got distracted, Dom. I'll try to keep my eye on the prize here. Bring it home. Dynamo Dave, we see you. Be patient for just a minute. But, Dom, I don't know if I should be encouraged by this news, but I think this is going to cause some trouble. You know, the Utah guy that apparently was shot to death by FBI agents over threats made against President Joe Biden was turned into the FBI by Truthy Social. This is what is being reported. A tip from Donald Trump's social media site led to the fatal FBI shooting of a Utah man amid an investigation over allegations he threatened Joe Biden, according to NBC News. Truthy Social reported Craig DeLu Robertson to law enforcement after he made threats in March against Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, the outlet reported. Wasn't that the sort of behavior Trump's encouraging with his post? But I read on. The FBI raided Robertson's Provo, Utah home after the Utah man had made threats against Biden ahead of the president's scheduled visit. Robertson was killed during an exchange with authorities who arrived at his home around 6:15 a.m. on Wednesday to serve a search warrant, according to the NBC. An armed Robertson pointed his weapon at agents and failed to respond to their commands before they fatally shot him. Mess around and find out. Dom, Truthy Social turned in this guy that would mean harm to Joe Biden.
My understanding, Crudy, this is not the first time the FBI had conversations with the now deceased. They spoke to him before. He's been prevalent at his threats. So what, something about going to dust off the sniper rifle. And good for True Social, I guess, for, you know, reporting presumably a deranged elderly man. The guy's in his 70s. They've had contact with him before. It's obviously tragic that it ends this way. But where is he getting this motivation from? You know what I'm saying?
Like, also where? From the Truthy Social and the post right, of the Cheeto Messiah.
Definitely influenceable by, you know, these right wing and Donald Trump. And let's just face it, man. Donald Trump is getting more and more. I mean, what? Nancy going to hell. We're all going to hell. Donald Trump's bringing everybody to hell. This is terrible. It can't happen. You know, the Congress must intercede. Supreme Court must stop this. And the guy's, he's flailing. And the heat just keeps getting hotter.
844-967-2789. Our pal Dynamo Dave from Duluth, Minnesota. where they got legal weed now, Dave. Welcome.
Hey, what's all going on, Dave?
Hey. Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I got about four questions for you, men. One, do you think if it was Obama or a guy with Obama skin pigmentation who did all the things that Trump's been indicted for, whether this person would be on the loose? Wouldn't there be a mugshot? And wouldn't this person actually kind of be locked up or having to put up bail and stuff like that? What do you think?
Well, Trump's pushing his luck right now, I think, Dave.
If it was the Trump administration, I mean, Donald Trump got elected in large part from his messaging. Dynamo Dave, what was it? We heard it all the time. Lock her up. Lock her up. I mean, what do you think? I mean, the guy actually tried to lock up his political opponent. So certainly, would Bill Barr go to that extreme? Well, Bill Barr went to a lot of extremes to help Donald Trump. Hopefully, we'll never have to find out, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call. 844-967-2789. Kurt, let me just throw that a little bit from the ProPublica piece before our guest Maggie Dawn shows
on
up
the
at
corrupted Clarence Thomas guy?
During his three
the
decades
off-traveled
on the
Clarence?
Court, Clarence Thomas has enjoyed steady access to a lifestyle most Americans can only imagine. That's all I want, man. Steady access to the lifestyle I want. I don't want to pay for it, right? I don't be responsible for it. I just want access to it. I mean, why own it when you can get it for free? A cadre of industry titans and ultra-wealthy executives have treated him to flung vacations aboard their yachts, ushered him into the premium suites at sporting events, and sent their private jets to fetch him, including, on more than one occasion, an entire 737. It's a stream of luxury that is both more extensive and from a wider circle than has been previously understood.
You know, we've been invited on Kuchka's boat a few times. At least I've been invited a few times. You've probably been invited a few more. I
haven't had a boat in years, man.
That's probably why I don't get invited anymore. You can come on my boat. I'll invite you on the Jordan Love boat, man.
Yeah, how big is that boat?
At least 16 feet.
My Cadillac, my 1976 Cadillac, is 18 and a half feet long. Crazy.
I bet you mine burns less gas.
Like clockwork, Thomas's leisure activities have been underwritten by benefactors who share the ideology that drives his jurisprudence. Their gifts include, wait for it, at least 38 destination vacations, including a previously unreported voyage on a yacht around the Bahamas, 26 private jet flights, plus an additional 8 by helicopter, a dozen VIP passes to professional and college sporting events, typically perched in the skybox, 2 stays at luxury resorts in Florida and Jamaica, man, and 1 standing invitation to an Uber-exclusive golf club overlooking the Atlantic coast.
Well, Dom, if you had a sugar daddy, where wouldn't you travel to?
I mean, why not? Why not? Free to me.
Come back with us. Maggie Dawn, I hope she's not charging by the hour. More Devil's Advocates, the happier, truthy Thursday happy hour. It rolls on.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News special report. Officials on Maui now report at least 53 people known dead in that wind-fueled series of wildfires that have devastated the western part of the Hawaiian island. And they do worry that there will be more, Governor Josh Green.
We're just about 48 hours in, and there's tragedy on the roadside. There's tragedy in the homes in Lahaina. And we're trying to be very careful to respect the dignity of people who have had such loss.
Watching the search, correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti.
I can only describe the very active search and recovery effort underway. There are a number of firefighters here, but also the military and even civilians are now joining in this effort.
Those searchers are battling not only the elements, but infrastructure that's just about destroyed.
There's no power. There's no internet. There's no radio coverage. Our pack sets, we're having a hard time getting through
Maui
on that.
Maui County Police Chief John Pelletier, CBS News Special Report. I'm Tom Foote.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned, or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a hump day edition. People must be heading up to concerts on the square down. Quite busy here in State Street, Madison, Wisconsin. Got my little buddy with me in the WMBX Solidarity Realty Studios right here in Madison. And you can be a part of this big show. We got this shiny new visual presentation, Dom. If you haven't seen us in person, oh man, are we sexy.
Oh, let me tell you all about it.
Although less so if you see us in person. Better to imagine our sexiness on the radio. And join us at 844-967-2789 before we turn to the reporting, Dom, of Maggie Haberman and others at the New York Times. This involves Wisconsin. Paul from Monona, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us, Paul?
Hey, Paul.
Hi. Hey, happy afternoon from fashionable Monona.
Nice.
Right on. Back at you, Paul.
I know we're all happy about the Ohio results.
Yes.
But I was listening to, the ABC News snippets that play periodically throughout the day. It was interesting because, as I recall, they were summing it up as basically Ohio votes as to whether or not to lower the threshold for a constitutional amendment, which sounds like something completely different from what it was. And I think the fact that this was being reported on national media is disheartening. Because,
well, Paul, the good news is the voters in Ohio connected the dots. They knew what this was
about. I
know,
they did. But I heard that, I'm like, wait a minute, what did they say? And then they did it again, and I'm like, that's not okay. So Anyway, yeah, I just thought I'd call in and, you know, celebrate with you, but also comment on that. That was a little disconcerting. So,
Paul, we're better than you. We're from Madison, man. Stay in Monona.
Come on.
Actually, Monona lovely. Has the lake there and all, everything.
Hey, Paul. Yeah, yeah.
All right, appreciate it, Paul. Yes, facts matter. And it was a big deal. And for the Republicans in Ohio to throw this out there, because of course they know, like many other Republican states, that when the people actually let their will be done, abortion rights are going to be protected in Ohio come this next vote.
Dom, do you...
How typical is it? I mean, and you talk about the topic of the day, the question of the day. How do Republicans make inroads with younger voters?
Uline money.
One thing,
Dick Uline funded this anti-democracy effort in Ohio.
Here's what you don't do, and this happens, and we've had Dale Schultz here in the state of Wisconsin talk about this. When they run out of ideas, they mess with the machinations, right? What was this about? Well, this was a preemptive strike to stop the people from exercising their will by Republicans. They knew that this topic was a loser. They know the majority of Ohioans and the majority of people in this country want abortion's right protected for women. They know this. And they know they're going to lose when it comes down to it. So what do? They don't try to convince the young voters, hey, this is bad and this is why. Because they lose that argument because, of course, no exceptions for rape or incest. I mean, come on. We've had this conversation. It's a loser for the Republicans. They've been losing on it since Dobbs, and they're continuing to lose on it. But the answer is not to change the rules of the game.
Sure it is. That's the only way they win.
That's what their response is, but that is not a way to attract, you know, new voters.
But, Dom, on this very show yesterday, we talked about Tony Evers, governor of the state of Wisconsin, his proposal, special session, to fund child care in the state of Wisconsin.
Hundreds of millions of dollars for child care, $1 billion overall.
Wait, if we don't have abortion here in the state of Wisconsin, and presumably we have more babies, but Republicans aren't willing to support the child care efforts either. Well, you got teen moms that aren't going to be voting Republican either, right? You made them have the baby, but you won't support their efforts to go out and get a job.
No. And the other thing, personal responsibility. If we can't have, you know, birth control, because they're coming after that too, and you certainly can't have an abortion because, you know, God, well, then of course it's personal responsibility. No sex for you, no matter what. Hey, I mean, be like us. Be like Republicans. No sex for you.
Is that the problem? They don't get any? So they're trying to force the rest of us not to have a good time on Friday nights?
I mean, essentially, that's what they do.
Wednesday afternoons, Tuesday mornings.
Afternoon delights.
Whatever. Mark from SAC, welcome back, man. Always an afternoon delight to have you on the radio with us.
Hey, Mark.
And thanks, guys, and thanks to Paul for confirming what I thought I'd heard as well on what was going on in Ohio. They're actually increasing the requirements to put pass constitutional changes in Ohio.
Mark, I thought you meant Wisco Paul, who was obviously rolling with Mrs. Wisco Paul today. People heard her giggling in the background and even made comment like, who's Paul rolling with? That's Mrs. Wisco Paul.
And that was great. But I read here now from the Wisconsin Constitution, because I maintain the conservatives should support the Wisconsin Constitution. It should be the conservative view to support the Wisconsin Constitution, where it says for legislative districts, such districts to be bounded by county, precinct, town, or ward lines, to consist of contiguous and be as compact a form as practicable, is how the districts are supposed to be formed. And they certainly are not in many.
But, you know,
cases.
They don't know at least two of the definitions of words in that sentence. isn't that a legal defense? I don't understand the language of the law.
Could you dumb it down for us, please?
It is not a legal defense. And Crude, I was going to say, make sure you have enough life jackets in your new boat, because you don't want to. They're just given the fatality total of people that have been drowning.
Well,
you know, in
boating
accidents.
Totally agree with boater safety, Mark, but I will point out we're on a no wake lake. So we don't, and we've got a little speedometer, although the speedometer on the boat's dead. We got the depth finder speedometer thing, the little fish finder. I won't let my son go over 4.5 miles an hour. I think we'd see trouble coming, Mark.
But you still got to have life jackets.
Oh, we have them. Okay. I'm just saying. personally wearing one at the time.
Sure, but you know where they are?
Yeah, they're under the seat.
Okay, and you got a an extra large, or you got the kids one? I mean, what one would you wear?
I haven't tried one on yet. My son, he found one that fit. He wore it all weekend. He was our designated boat driver.
Well done. Responsible.
844-967-2789. Oh, CJ, you could be next, but I'm waiting for more callers first.
844-967-2789.
Dom, seems like an opportunistic time to get this, to get to the reporting at the New York Times. Previously, secret memo laid out strategy for Trump to overturn Biden's win. Since I know you're listening, CJ, I'm going to give you a little fact lesson. The House January 6th committee's investigation did not uncover the memo whose existence first came to light in last week's indictment. So this is new news, CJ. I'm going to read it for you. Maggie Haberman, Charlie Savage, and Luke Broadwater at the Old Gray Lady, New York Times. A lawyer allied with President Donald Trump first laid out a plot to use false slates of electors, to subvert the 2020 election in a previously unknown internal campaign memo that prosecutors are portraying as a crucial link in how Trump's team's efforts evolved into a criminal conspiracy. Do you like the ring of that, CJ? The existence of the December 6, 2020 memo came to light in last week's indictment of Mr. Trump. That's what the judge called him, though its details remained unclear. But a copy obtained by the New York Times show for the first time that lawyer, wait for it, Kenneth Cheesebro, acknowledged from the start that he was proposing a bold, controversial strategy the Supreme Court likely would reject in the end. Reject meaning it'd be unconstitutional. But even if the plan did not ultimately pass legal muster at the highest level, Cheesebro argued that it would achieve two goals. It would focus attention on claims of voter fraud and, here's a quote, Dom, buy the Trump campaign more time to win litigation that would deprive Biden of electoral votes and or add to Trump's column. The memo had been a missing piece in the public record of how Mr. Trump's allies developed their strategy to overturn Joseph R. Biden Jr.'s victory. In mid-December, the false Trump electors could go through the motions of voting as if they had the authority to do so. Then on January 6, 2021, Vice President Mike Pence could unilaterally count those slates of votes rather than the official and certified ones for Mr. Biden. Somebody wrote down the criminal part, Dom. While the basic plan itself was already known, the document described by prosecutors as the, and here's the quote, Dom, the fraudulent elector memo.
Oh, it's not a bold, bold controversial memo?
It's the fraudulent elector memo in the indictment, Dom, and provides new details about how it originated and was discussed behind the scenes. Among those details is Cheesebro's proposed messaging, air quote, strategy to explain why pro-Trump electors were meeting in states where Mr. Biden was declared the winner. Yeah, like Wisconsin. Why would they meet when Biden won this state, Dom?
What's the plan, Crudy?
The campaign would present that step as a routine measure that is necessary to ensure, that's the quote, that the correct electoral slate could be counted by Congress if courts or legislators later concluded that Trump had actually won the states.
That's a routine measure. Happens all the time.
That was like the light beer version of this plan. And then it got a little more criminal. It was not the first time Cheesebro had raised the notion of creating alternative electors. Here's where Wisconsin comes in. In November, he had suggested doing so in Wisconsin, although for a different reason, to safeguard Mr. Trump's right in the case. He later won a court battle and was declared that state certified winner by January 6, as had happened with Hawaii in 1960. So that was the just-in-case plan he wrote in November, just in case Trump was vindicated in litigation. Well, he'd have these slate of electors that then could be his electors. And then it changed. But the indictment portrayed the December 6 memo as a sharp departure from that proposal, becoming what prosecutors say was a criminal plot to engineer, and here's a quote, Tom, a fake controversy that would derail the proper certification of Biden as president-elect.
I recognize what I suggest is a bold, controversial strategy, and that there are many reasons why it might not end up being executed on January 6th, Cheesebro wrote, but as long as it is one possible option to preserve it as a possibility, it is important that the Trump-Pence electors cast their electoral votes on December 14th. That was a quote. The New York Times goes on. 3 days later, Cheesebro drew up specific instructions to create fraudulent electors in multiple states in another memo whose existence, along with the one in November, was first reported by the Times last year. The House committee investigating the January 6th riots also cited them in its December report, but apparently did not learn of the December 6th memo. I believe that what can be achieved on January 6th is not simply to keep Biden below 270 electoral votes, Cheesebro wrote in the newly disclosed memo. It seems feasible that the vote count can be conducted so that at no point will Trump be behind in the electoral count vote count unless and until Biden can obtain a favorable decision from the Supreme Court upholding the Electoral Count Act as constitutional or otherwise recognizing the power of Congress and not the president or of the Senate to count the votes.
You understand that's a game of optics, right? Never let Biden be ahead in the electoral vote count.
Right.
By simply, what? Refusing to acknowledge the real
electors.
Biden electors.
Instead, acknowledge the fraudulent electors. Cheesebro and his lawyer did not respond to questions for comment. A Trump spokesman did not respond to an email. The false elector scheme was perhaps the most sprawling of Trump's various efforts to overturn the election. It involved lawyers working on his campaign behalf and across seven states, dozens of electors willing to claim that Mr. Trump, not Biden, had won the states, and open resistance from some of those potential electors that the plan could be illegal or even appeared treasonous. In the end, it became the cornerstone of the indictment against Mr. Trump. While another lawyer, Eastman, described co-conspirator number two in the indictment, became a key figure who championed the plan and worked more directly with Trump on it, Cheesebro was the architect. He was first enlisted by the Trump campaign in Wisconsin to help with a legal challenge to the results there.
Dominic, we're going to come back. We're going to tell more of the story of Wisconsin. We're going to take more of your phone calls, perhaps more good ideas for the Republican Party. You know, they're trying to win over the youth vote. Do you think creating false slates of electors and trying to pervert democracy, is that the way to win the kids over, or just sort of take control?
Just like Trump says, they're doing it for you. We're doing it for the children.
The kids don't know what's good for them.
Of course.
Sit there and shut up, kid. Right. I'll tell you what's good for you as I steal your election from you. And by the way, if you vote again, we're going to steal your votes from you, too. We'll raise it to 21 or 25.
I'll just make it harder for you to vote.
Any means necessary. Come back. Call us. Any means necessary. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms developing in the overnight. Mostly cloudy, 61 degrees. Light southeast winds. Showers and storms around on Friday, and some of that activity could be severe. Partly sunny skies. The high reaching 82. Some of the rain also could be locally heavy. It's 69 at our studios.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. Taking your calls at 844-967-2789. Then stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up next.
And she joining us on this fine program tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Maggie Dunn going to hit us up at 5:30, and then I might stay over a little bit on her show as well. So always keep it locked here, your favorite Civic Media radio station.
Dominic, a little bit more of the New York Times reporting, at least in regards to the Wisconsin connection. Cheese Bro, who is described as co-conspirator number 5 in the indictment, but has not been charged by the special counsel, addressed the second memo to James Troupas.
Who's James Troupas, Crudy?
Dom, a lawyer who was assisting the Trump campaign's efforts to challenge Mr. Biden's victory in Wisconsin. Oh, was he? By the next day, the indictment said Cheese Bro's memo had reached Rudy Giuliani, Mr. Trump's personal lawyer. According to the indictment, Giuliani, who was referred to as co-conspirator number 1, you're number 1, Rudy, spoke with someone identified only as co-conspirator number 6. I think we've determined that might be Boris Epstein. As he had done in the earlier memo, Cheese Bro cited writings by a Harvard law professor, Lawrence Tribe, who completely said, I have been quoted out of context and you've used crap interpretations of the law here. So anyways, Cheese Bro used Lawrence Tribe, who has decried all of the use of his prior text. What else? For one, Cheese Bro quoted a clause from a law review article by Mr. Tribe about Bush v. Gore as support for the idea that the only legal deadline is January 6th. That was taken out of context, Mr. Tribe wrote, saying he was only narrowly discussing the specifics of Florida state law. Cheese Bro, by contrast, made it sound as if he was putting forward a general proposition about the power of the states to do what they wish, regardless of the Electoral Count Act and the independent deadline set by Congress. Anyways, Dom, the gist of this reporting. The criminal part, Cheese Bro basically laid out and said, hey, we know it's criminal. We know it's not going to ever work, but it's not really about the success of this plan. It's about making sure that Joe Biden never wins or leads in the Electoral College count. And if we can just throw it back to enough states, delay it for long enough, we can pervert democracy. And it's probably illegal.
But
let's do it.
That's a great... What did Andrew Hitt, the former chair of the Republican Party in Wisconsin, a false elector? He's like, this is terrible. This is going to fail. Where do I sign?
844-967-2789. Tom from Madison. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. Hey, speaking of horrible Republican policies that they'll lose the youth vote over, did you see the article about WPR, how we got their abortion in Wisconsin since 1849?
I have not read that yet, Tom. Share what you can in like a minute.
Okay, well, it's interesting because they said that immediately struck by the irony that people between 1849 and 58 had more rights to terminate a pregnancy than they do today. And actually, the 1849 abortion ban was only about killing an unborn quick child. That meant till you actually felt the child in your womb. It wasn't until 1858 that a guy named William Henry Brisbane changed that to what we have right now. So you go back, the laws back in 1849 were actually more liberal than they are now.
Wow. Well, you know, the originalists on the court, Tom, would say take us all the way back, you know, to Adam and Eve days.
Absolutely. But, yeah, if you get a chance, look at WPR, how we got here.
by Bridget Bowden and Evan Casey. I read that this morning, and I was just blown away. It was great.
Tom, thanks for flagging that for us in the audience.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
Dom's not doing the reading. Rico from Rock County. Welcome, Rico. What do you got for us, fella?
What's up, Rico?
Hey, how you doing,
good, man?
I am never as happy as you are at 5:45 p.m., Rico.
Oh, wow. Let me answer your little questionnaire you got going on here. It's like, you know, hey, you know, what do these guys need to do? Well, you know, I hate to give you advice, but I will anyway, because I know you won't take it. Stop with the lying and the craziness and the hypocrisy and everything else that you're doing.
Rico, are you kidding me? If it weren't for the lying, they've got no policies at all. If they had to tell the truth about their agendas, they're not going to win any elections. They're not going to win a dog catcher race. Rico, lying is the only tool left in the box, fella.
But I want to tell you what. I don't know if you guys know this, but I've worked for the last 5 years exclusively in a little town called Whitewater, Wisconsin. Well, you know, part of the big old UW system, a little milder and a little calmer than the Madison.
Not as cool as lacrosse, but go ahead.
yeah, nowhere near that caliber. Really conservative anyway. I'll tell you what, the Republican wants a piece of advice. They're not going to like it. Because I am honest engine, as true as I can be, I'm telling you, and I do talk to these kids. 7 out of 10 of those kids up there going to school in Whitewater, if you ask them their political views, I guarantee you there's one name that comes out of 7 out of 10 of their mouths. And it ain't Biden and it ain't Trump. His name's Bernie Sanders. So, you know, whoever wants to align with Bernie's policies, I think, might reach the young kids. But good luck with that, guys. And, that's all I got.
Right. Thanks, Rico. Appreciate
Rico,
it.
Rico, I don't know if you know this, but Bernie Sanders is coming to Madison September 22nd. Our friends at the Capital Times are hosting Bernie for a little commentary. John Nichols and Bernie Sanders, I believe that's Friday, September 22nd. Look up Cap Times Idea Fest 2023 for tickets.
844-967-2789.
I wish there was time for one more caller.
There
today.
Is.
Is
CJ,
there time? I don't
there
know
is.
If there's time.
CJ, how would you suggest the GOP make inroads? What do they have to do to make inroads to the youth vote?
Well, they need to be like Santa Claus and do the student forgiveness program, because that's the big lie that has been given to Cameron. But I can get why you guys would avoid the news of the day as this president, Commander Cut and Run, inches us closer to a nuclear war. Russia and China ships are now off Alaska's shoreline, just following the balloon's path. But you guys are okay with that. You're worried about things that are way down the road, although you guys do lie and cheat better than the Republicans.
Well, come on now, CJ. I would like for you to articulate specifically any lying or cheating that Kurti and I may have engaged in the last, I don't know, 20 minutes.
I thought it would pay better, the lying and the cheating.
Right. You're not doing it right, man. Damn it.
Bigger lies.
Bigger lies, more cheating.
I was elected president in 2020.
No. I was elected president. I am the president.
I am Trump. It's like Spartacus.
I am Spartacus. Folks, I am dumb.
Thank you for listening to the Hump Day Edition. Hope you had a happier happy hour. Stick around, Maggie Dawn. She'll make you happy. She's a smart lady. After that, the Empowered Caregivers with Liza Hellenbrand and the Rick Smith Show going nationwide. Keep it locked. Civic Media, that's what all the patriots do.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned? or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.